Hello, my lactation, Sulfur Queen Beauty, has her own business. She grooms locks. She's a lock extension specialist, creates lock jewelry, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle and sells detox products. Detoxing is not all about losing weight, but to remove all the waste buildup from all your organs. You can lose up to 10 to 20 pounds off of waste alone. With plenty of water and a clean diet to not build up more waste, you can receive amazing results as fast as 5 pounds in 5 days. For more info, look up Sulfur Queen Beauty on Instagram and Facebook. Yo, if you want to lose weight but working out is not enough, look no further than LaToya Wears Total Life Changes, or for short, TLC. It's a product that can help you lose weight in no time flat. And contact LaToya Wear for more detail on our Facebook page. And also going to Marie's mission as well. Total Life Changes. It won't let you down. What up, it's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the air. So, pre-draft reports suggest Alabama's offense hurts Tua Tagovailoa. With days ticking away until the NFL draft, a pair of national media reports this week questioned how much of Tua Tagovailoa's success at Alabama was due to the offense system and talent around him. The Athletic's Bob McGinn, a longtime reporter covering the Green Bay Packers, on Friday published his annual evaluation of quarterback's prospect through the eyes of NFL scouts. On Tagovailoa, McGinn reported Tagovailoa had the lowest Wonderlic score, which is 13, of any quarterback tested in this year's class. He also relayed concerns from a scout about how Tagovailoa's performance in Alabama's RPO-based offense would be translated to the pros. "We interview him," one scout told The Athletic. He's smart enough, but he's an RPO guy. Steve Sarkisian, I can't pronounce his last name, but he says Alabama's new coordinator as of 2019 tried to do pro stuff, and he, Tagovailoa, couldn't handle it mentally because he'd ever done was RPO stuff. So they went back to RPO, said another scout to the outlet. He plays a lot of pitch and catch in the offense. He really accurate hitting those slants and a lot of those quick game stuff. He's excellent. But when there's chaos in the pocket, there's a drop-off in his effectiveness. Is there even a light tinted window on his highlights? One scout also told McGinn, despite the fact that his stats are phenomenal, he was also in the candy store of life. "I think his best days are behind him." On Thursday, an NFC executive noted similar concerns to NFL media's Tom Becerril. "He does some stuff where he works through his reads," the evaluation told Becerril. "But it's so much riding number 22, Najee Harris, into the line. Pop on the slant, pop it on the bubble. These cats can really good route runners and wide open." The first round of the NFL draft will be held virtually next Thursday night and air on ESPN and NFL Network. So, that's all the news I have for today. Thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air, and I will see you in the next episode.